My name is Von Dirty, and I'm once again joined here by the head coach of the girls' basketball team, Joe Lentz. How you doing?
Doing great, LaVon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I know you guys, after getting on a three-game winning streak, have now lost two straight, one to Roncalli in the Marion County tournament, and the other one to Lawrence North, where you guys had a former player who played here. That's where she went.
Correct.
This two-game losing streak, what's happened? Why has it that you guys have not been able to pick up victories?
Well, one reason is both those teams are very good. Both of them rated in the top 10 in the state in 4A. And not that we're not capable of playing with them, because we played with Roncalli for the first half. We were down by one at half. And, kind of fourth quarter was the real telling point. We ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. And they have an outstanding player in Lindsay Cassaro. She had 29 points against us, and she had like 28 against Lawrence North. So she kind of makes things definitely go for them. And, Lawrence North is the number two team in the state, undefeated, Marion County champions. And, we went into it knowing there were some things we could do. And we did several of those things to keep the game a little bit more of a contest. We were certainly – the final score may not indicate it, but – as you look back over the last couple of years, the 3 years really that Lawrence North has been very, very good, we've closed the gap every year, and we're getting better. We strive to get better every game, and work harder in practice, and take lessons learned, and go from there.
Well, we know you guys are going to be playing Roncalli again for the regular season, not for county, in the future, but you've mentioned how you guys run out of steam. I know Aaron Young has been someone that's been key for you guys, but how do you guys work in other players so that it's not just Aaron Young carrying the scoring load?
Well, we have our substitution rotation that we use as much as possible. We try to, prepare people during practice, get everybody in shape, and as best we can, and we give them breaks when needed. We're looking to find depth and where we can play our substitutes for a longer period of time. And it's coming. Our bench players are improving, getting a few more minutes here and there. Got some good performance the other day, and out a couple of our bench players. And, like I said, we're working on improvement.
Well, we also know that free throws have been an on and off situation for you guys this year. How have you guys worked on that over the last several weeks?
We haven't worked any more over on the last couple of weeks than we have all year. We've worked a lot on shooting, both free throws and from the field. Statistically, our free throws are considerably better right now than they were a year ago. We are at 65% from the free throw line for the season, which, you're striving for 70. Last year we were 58, so we've definitely made an improvement there. We are at 43% from the field right now, and this time last year we were 38. So, we're making improvements, working in that direction.
Well, looking to the future here, your guys' next game is Southport, and we know Southport is a team that has its up and down moments. How have you guys looked at them?
Well, they're a team that also has some trouble with depth from their bench. They do a lot of different things. They play zones, a couple different zones. They play man-to-man. They'll press. They'll back off. And so in that regard, they pose some problems for us, making adjustments to all the different things that they do. On the other hand, we think we have some serious matchup problems for them, and we hope to exploit them.
Well, Southport is very well and very good at forcing turnovers with the press and things like that. So how do you plan on keeping the girls under control so that they don't get stressed out by that, by the sudden, all of a sudden pressing, and then the next second they're not pressing at all?
Well, that's an issue. The changing of tempo can bother an awful lot of teams. And it has bothered us so far this season. And we just, in practice, we do a lot of things. We'll work against pressure when we go against six or seven people even. We'll tell, one team to full court press when they have seven players, and we've got to find a way to break that. And just making practice tougher than games is one of our main things that we do.
Well, looking just a little bit past that, next week Monday, you have a rare Monday game for any team, boys, girls, anywhere in high school anyways. You have a Monday game against Shortridge. Talk a little bit about that one.
That'll be an interesting ball game. Shortridge is actually a decent team. I know a lot of people nowadays, sometimes they look at the IPS schools and say, oh, they, you know, they're not very good. But Shortridge has won several ball games. They have a couple of pretty nice players. They're not deep either, and they struggle at times against pressure. But they're not somebody that we should take lightly. It should be an interesting game, and you know, hopefully we'll come ready to play and have the right result.
Well, we know it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks because not only do you have those two games, but you have the Classic over the break. I know you guys have probably not thought about that so much yet, but has it been on the girls' mind at all playing the Classic again?
I don't think it's been on the girls' mind very much. It's certainly been on us as a coaching staff because we've gotten our scouting done and our films and broken down video and stuff to make sure we're ready to play on the 27th. And also the factor of the holidays thrown in there, we're not going to practice on Christmas Day. We're not going to practice on Christmas Eve either, which gives us one day to really prepare for Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South. The fortunate thing is they're in the same boat. So they're going to make the trip and, you know, have to play two games in one day, and they won't be probably as well prepared as they are for a lot of their games.
Well, I want to thank you, Coach Lentz, and I know it should be an interesting couple of weeks.
It should be.
Well, that's going to do it here. We're going to send it back out.